Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got a few days left in the Major League Baseball regular season. We've talked about MVP races. We've talked about World Series competitors. There's a lot to discuss. Home runs are flying all over the place. But one thing we have to spend some time on is a team that looked like that they were on a run. A team that I had people calling me up going, hey, you got to talk about them. You got to talk about them. They're great. They're great. They're great. And they've suffered a historic collapse. They still have an opportunity to turn things around. I do not expect it. But joining us right now to talk about the Detroit Tigers and maybe some positive things in Detroit with the Lions, maybe also the Pistons, is someone that you can hear on the weekends here on the Infinity Sports Network, sometimes throughout the course of the week. You can also catch him all the damn time on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Joining us right now is Mark Ryan. Mark, how are you, man?
My friend, JR, first time, long time, great to be on with you, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Certainly a very, very familiar voice. Things aren't good in Detroit right now. 185, 184 days in first place, and Tigers collapsed 15.5 game. Is it just injuries? What the hell happened with the Tigers, man?
You know what, JR? It is a total system shutdown. It is a total system failure. Every single part of a franchise that could go wrong has gone wrong. I'll give you an example. The ERA through July 8th in baseball was number one. Since then, it's been 27. How do you explain that? Why does that happen? The offense was fourth in Major League Baseball runs per game on that particular day, July 8th. It's been 13th since then. How do you explain that? You know, some fans here in Detroit have said water is finding its level and they're regressing to the mean, but JR, this is a team that from July 1st of last year to July 1st of this year went 101-61. That's a 162-game sample size. So you tell me they had a 99.8% chance to miss the playoffs last year and they made it. They had a 99.9% chance to win the division this year and they blew it. How do you make any sense of this?
Yeah, what is that? Is that the baseball gods or is that just a little bit of karma, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's this kind of stuff, and this is what I'm going to be talking about on my local show tonight. This is the reason why the country doesn't take us seriously, why the country doesn't take Detroit seriously, because we are susceptible to that. On any sort of footnote or asterisk or punchline, the answer is always Detroit. 0-16 Detroit. Biggest blown lead, Detroit. Most consecutive games lost in the NBA, Detroit. Why is it always Detroit?
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. You talk about making the postseason. They made it last year. And there's still a chance for them to make it this year. But to think that they've been to the postseason once in almost a decade is just kind of It's mind-numbing. What do you think about their chances? Have fans in Detroit already kind of shut the door on this team, being that they're in this, what, 8-9-game losing streak right now?
Yeah, well, you know what, JR? They've got to decide that they want to be in it first. The fan base is somewhat split on that. I'd say probably 80% want them to be in it. 20% are furious that the president of baseball operations did very little at the trade deadline, and they feel like, you know what, if the Tigers make the playoffs, the president will be justified in having done nothing. So they actually want them to miss it. But right now, top of the seventh inning, they actually lead the Guardians 4-1. What does a win here mean? A win here means it's back to being a tie for the AL Central lead. The Guardians hold the tiebreaker. The Guardians finish with 3 against the Rangers, who are out of it. The Tigers have to go to Boston, who are still fighting for playoff positioning and seeding. So, you know, the reality, and you're also competing with Houston. Yeah, you're a game up on Houston, and you have the tiebreaker on Houston. So you just need to finish tied with Houston. If Detroit goes on to win this game tonight, there'll still be a game up on Houston with the tiebreaker with 3 to go. You just can't lose by 2 games in that final stretch. So the Astros face the Angels. If they sweep the Angels, you got to go 2-1 against Boston. You got to win the series. And that's what we're looking at right now.
Mark Ryan is joining us from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. You can also hear him here on the Infinity Sports Network. I know it might be premature. This is going to have to bear out over the next several days and maybe a little bit longer than that. What are some of the offseason implications if things don't end well, regardless of whether they make the postseason?
Well, you know, to me, and I'm curious how you feel about this, JR. Like, there are certain things in life that you can't come back from. In relationships, for me, those are cheating, abuse, or drugs. If any of those three exist, I can't. There's nothing I can do. That relationship is over. We've reached the stage of irreconcilable differences. I think if you choke away the biggest lead in Major League Baseball history, I think you've got to blow it up, because I think there is permanent brain damage there. If you make the playoffs, what I think this team needs is to actually go get Alex Bregman this time. They need a starting pitcher. They need a reliever. But that's doable. You can get a reliever, a starting pitcher, and one bat in an offseason. But to me, if you blow this the whole way through, this is the kind of damage that you saw in Houston with David Carr. Good quarterback, played behind the worst offensive line in NFL history, and always heard footsteps. Get brain damage from playing behind that line. Hopefully not literally, but definitely figuratively. And I think these guys, should they complete this choke job, I would press the reset button completely, JR.
Wow, Mark Ryan here.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
with us, 97.1 The Ticket. You talk about this choke job. Can we count on the Ilitch family? We've seen them open up the checkbook in the past. Not all that, not to everybody. Are they going to throw around money like that?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Their average payroll ranking out of 30 teams with Chris Ilitch has been 21st out of 30 teams. His father, before he passed away, JR, it was 6th out of 30 teams. So fans here are upset about that, but I would caution you. You know, the Guardians are 25th ranked payroll. The Brewers are 23rd. Those are division leaders right now. The Tigers tried. They offered Alex Bregman 6 years and $171.5 million, $29 million a year. He took $40 million a year from Boston. So I am more patient and cautiously optimistic than the rest of the fan base is. The fan base here feels like the ownership needs to prove to them that they're going to spend money.
Yeah, well, you know what, Mark? Let's get off of these Tigers. We got to see, you know, what they'll do over the next several days and maybe over the next week. Let's talk about something positive, at least the Detroit Lions right now. You talk about a history of being bad. We know that they've been able to turn things around over the past several years under Dan Campbell. Sometimes he's gambling a little too much for my liking. But a good start, a good win on Monday against the Baltimore Ravens. The Detroit Lions expected to compete for a playoff spot and maybe do a little bit more than that. What are your thoughts on what this team can do so they don't feel like they're just on a treadmill?
JR, you and I just may have stumbled on something. You and I seek a patent or a trademark on this together. Can we seek a patent or a trademark on Dan Gamble? What do you say?
Oh, Gambling Dan.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, man. I'll make the calls to the trademark office tomorrow, man.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, call USTPO. I don't know how long they'll take, but you can call them. You may be on hold for about 8 hours.
Hey, I figure if Anthony Davis can patent the unibrow, we can patent Dan Gamble, man. That's what I'm rolling with.
Hey, let's do it.
That was a get well win. You know, it was unbelievable to me here in Detroit the number of locals that wanted to pack it up, pack it in, let me begin to look at the offseason after 1 week against the Green Bay Packers. You have two new coordinators. You have three new starters on the offensive line. This is a team that doesn't play anybody in the preseason. Perhaps they should, but don't you think it might take a few weeks to get these guys going? The way this city feels about this team did a complete 180 with the performance on Monday night. Now, I think, you know, Baltimore, boy, that's it. I'm sure you've been talking about this, too. It's like, does the loser of that game miss the playoffs this weekend, Kansas City and Baltimore? The problem is they play no defense whatsoever, and they've spent way too much in terms of draft picks and in terms of salary cap on that side of the ball to be as porous as they are. But the Lions had their best defensive game against Baltimore, 7 sacks against Lamar Jackson. That's unheard of. And the offensive line is beginning to gel, a very welcome sign.
No, well, Mark, you bring up, you know, pack it up. You bring up House of Pain. The things
yes,
could
sir.
Definitely be a House of Pain for the Lions. Do you have faith in Mr. Jared Goff that he could help deliver a championship to the Lions?
I do, because you consider the quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls. Nick Foles has won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer has won a Super Bowl. Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl when he couldn't throw the ball 15 yards down the field anymore and had terrible stats. So does more need to be right on your team for Jared Goff to win a Super Bowl? Probably. I upset everybody here, JR, because I tell them anytime they'll listen that the Rams won the Jared Goff trade. If they have the ring, that's all that matters.
Yep.
You can tie them with one ring. You can beat them with two rings. But I do think Jared Goff is good enough to win if you have an above-average defense and one of the top offensive lines in the NFL. If the offensive line permanently falls to mediocre, you're not going to win with that, because Jared Goff is a guy that has to play on script. There is no Caleb Williams in Jared Goff's game.
Yeah, we know he ain't running around nowhere. People would like it if he could run around a little bit more, but that ain't happening. Mark, before we get out of here, I do have to ask you about the other Detroit team. They're certainly on the up and up, and that happens to be The Pistons. We saw what they did in the postseason last year. I know there should be some expectations that maybe they take another step. This is such a young group. What are your thoughts on what we can see from the Pistons this season?
You know what? I think Trajan Langdon has been the artist behind a master stroke with these guys. They're the first team in NBA history that ever tripled their win total. And whereas many in this city were clamoring for them to make a big, bold move this offseason, I think Trajan was right to say it's not the time to push all our chips in yet. Why is that, JR? Because you don't yet know what the ceiling is on so many of your young guys. Jaden Ivey, Asar Thompson, Ron Holland. What's the ceiling on these guys? Shouldn't you know what you have before you press the button to make a trade for a Devin Booker or someone of that ilk? I do think with some maturity, some evolution of the games of Asar Thompson, some growth from Ron Holland, this is a team that could be looking at the second round of the playoffs this year. Remember, they were oh so close to doing that a season ago, and I think Duncan Robinson is a perfect fit.
Yeah, be going out there knocking down those threes. It's going to be fun to watch to see at least how the Lions season progresses. We got the Pistons starting in about a month, and God knows what we'll see from these Tigers. Hey, Mark, I appreciate the time and your expertise telling us about everything going on in the D. Hey, tell everybody where they could find you on the ticket, online, when they could listen here on the Infinity Sports Network. Fill them in.
I appreciate that, JR. On X or Twitter, I'm at Mark Ryan on air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on air. I'm on tonight on 97.1 The Ticket immediately after the Tigers game. And my Infinity Sports Network show can be heard weekly, 5 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, right where you're listening to the great JR Sports Brief right now.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate you. We'll catch you on down the line, okay? Great chat.
Thank you so much, JR. Appreciate it.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.